Closing arguments are scheduled for today in the court-martial of the soldier accused of being the ringleader in the prisoner abuse scandal at Iraq's Abu Ghraib prison. The charges against Specialist Charles Grainer include assault, dereliction of duty, and committing indecent acts. If convicted, Grainer could spend more than 17 years in a military prison. The defense rested its case yesterday, much earlier than expected, and Charles Grainer did not take the witness stand. NPR's Jackie Northam was in the Fort Hood, Texas courtroom.
Throughout this week, Specialist Grainer said he would testify at his own court-martial. Even his civilian defense attorney, Guy Womack, indicated that he would be agreeable to that. But immediately after a lunch break on Thursday, the defense said it rested its case. Grainer was not taking the stand. The judge, Colonel James Pohl, asked Grainer several times in several different ways if he understood that he had the right to testify and that it was his decision to make, not his defense lawyers or anyone else. Grainer said he understood. The announcement was unexpected. The defense had said earlier that it planned to call several more witnesses. But during the morning's procedures, the defense put on two witnesses who helped Grainer's lawyers bolster their case, that anything Grainer is accused of doing was lawful or done at the behest of his superior officers. The first witness was former MP Megan Ambule. She and Grainer worked side by side on the night shift at the Tier 1 wing of Abu Ghraib, where some of the most dangerous detainees were held. Ambule testified that intelligence officers, both military and civilian, wanted MPs to rough up the detainees, and that Grainer did not take part in some of the abuse of which he's accused. Ambule testified that she was ordered to sexually humiliate male detainees. During cross-examination, the prosecution suggested that she, Grainer, and the other accused soldiers concocted a story about what happened in the prison. Ambule admitted that she was kicked out of the military for her role in the abuse scandal, and that she and Grainer had had a brief affair. But the defense was able to elicit favorable testimony from Ambule when it questioned her again. The final witness for the defense was Sergeant Ken Davis, an MP who served with another unit at Abu Ghraib. He testified about one incident he saw when intelligence officers stripped three detainees, handcuffed them together, and forced them to crawl around on the prison floor. Davis said he was disturbed by what he saw and reported the incident to his platoon leader. Davis said he told his superior officer that military intelligence was doing some pretty weird things with naked detainees. Davis said his complaints were ignored. This morning, the judge will give the jury its instructions, and then closing arguments will get underway. Then the 10-member jury will start its deliberations to decide if Grainer was abusing Iraqi prisoners wantonly or whether he was just following orders. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Fort Hood, Texas.